Hello, good evening.
Welcome.
It's Mixtape of the Masses here on 100.5 Wow FM Community Radio. We're here with you until 10 o'clock this evening. I'm Charlotte.
I'm John.
And we're blasting out of Semaphore in the western suburbs of Adelaide, the traditional lands of the Kaurna people.
And tonight it's all about guitar riff.
It is going to be massive. And just to warn you that there probably will be a few swears along the way. So be warned if you're of a sensitive disposition.
And I should say also, punk rock chaos. There is going to be punk rock chaos this evening.
Aplenty.
Yeah, absolutely. And kicking off the show, as we always do this evening, here's three songs that none of our lovely listeners or ourselves thought of suggesting.
If I had the courage, I'd pour into your jaw all the things that I have heard you whisper in the dark. And when that jar was heavy with your honeyed confidence, I'd put it to my lips and drink its meaning and its sense. Its meaning and its sense. It has no end, so let's pretend it's now. Let's get started now. Let's get started now. Oh, now. Oh, now. Oh,
well, nothing could romance. I love this love story that never seems to happen in my life. A fiction romance, all love and glory, that never seems to happen in my life. Dreams of love and dreams of pain and dreams again, 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 which can be yours just by taking hold. Dreams that I can realize are quite contained within your eyes. Say, fiction romance is not so old. A fiction romance, the love of the ages, that never seems to matter in my life. A fiction romance on magazine pages, that never seems to feature in my life. Dreaming, scheming, unaware that quite somewhere, some unaware folk are not thinking about what they have been told. Something strange is happening to the way I see the world. I view that fiction romance is not so. As a fiction romantic, I never expected all these things to happen in real life. And no fiction romantic could ever predict it. All the things that happened in my life. When I don't know what to do, I just think about me and you. If I was a little stronger, then I'd be bold. Something strange is happening to me. I don't know what these shivers mean to you. Is this a picture now?
Stranded on my own. land is far from home. All right. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Come on. Does a man run at you? Play the man thing I can't do. You lost your mind stuck in a world. Your honey's such a stupid girl. Now I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Oh, come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. All right. Living in a world insane. The cutest and hardest brain. The fell in that love with her. Your baby don't know how it hurts to be stranded on your own. Stranded far from home. All right. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you got to be me alone. Come on. Stranded, I'm so far from home. Stranded, yeah, I'm on my own. Stranded, you gotta leave me alone, cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
So kicking off tonight's show on the Guitar Riffs edition of Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 WOW FM and radioactiveinternational.org. You heard No Means No with Now from 0 plus 2 equals 1. You heard The Buzzcocks with Fiction Romance. And you heard The Saints, I'm Stranded.
I mean, what better way to kick off a show about guitarists? We told you there would be killer riffs tonight. You are going to be playing your air guitar from the beginning of the show right the way through to the end at 10 o'clock this evening. The whole idea of tonight's show came from the fact that BBC Radio 2 had announced the top 100 guitar riffs of all time the other week, and we were like quite unimpressed by the results. So we put a call out to the Mixtape Massive to suggest the alternative, the true, the real guitar riffs, and we're going to bring them to you tonight.
That was 2 weeks ago because we got flu in between, so we had to miss last week, but they've been sitting there. So but I can't remember who suggested a lot of the stuff tonight, but you can, well, if you're listening, hit us up on the Facebook page and let us know if you suggested it. Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM on Facebook.
Join our merry throng on social media. We do like to know that you're out there and you're listening. It's very, very quiet in the Mixtape group tonight. But big hellos going out to Carl in Melbourne and to David in Glenelg.
Yes, indeed. And look, you know, the one we've got to get out of the way, and I can't remember who suggested it, but it's a damn fine guitar riff. Let's get this one out of the way early.
Hey! way I like it, baby. I don't wanna live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Listening to Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM and RadioactiveInternational.org with me, Charlotte, and him, John. And you have just heard two classic guitar riffs on our special show tonight. Motorhead, Ace of Spades, suggested by Dan over in London, followed by The Wedding Present.
With the album version of Brass Neck, suggested by me. Now, we've played Motorhead twice on this show, I was thinking, when that was playing before, on themes. One was the gambling theme, we would have played it. And the second one was, can you remember, Charlotte?
No.
The gardening theme.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago. That was about 3 years ago.
Maybe
we could do gardening again.
Where we could play Ace of Spades again.
Exactly. Mm. Nice work. Yeah. Now, you could join us on the Facebook page and have a little chat and let us know how you're digging the tunes. Join our little merry throng. The group is called Mixtape of the Masses on Wow FM, if you are that way inclined. Welcome to David in Blackwood for joining us for the first time on the page, and to Kim, and to Mandy up in Happy Valley, who's getting better after being poorly.
Down in Happy Valley, even.
And to Nick and Amy in Hobart, who are making me very jealous, telling us all about their tea that they're cooking.
Oh, okay, I'll catch up on that. two people, Mandy in Happy Valley and Irish Dave, both suggested Stiff Little Fingers songs for this week. And I've got to say, you said to me once, Charlotte, that something I was going to play was everybody would turn off. And I said, my argument was that you can't just play things people want to like, because otherwise we'd just play Stiff Little Fingers every week and everybody would love it. Everybody who listens to this show loves Stiff Little Fingers.
It's true.
And so you're going to get two Stiff Little Fingers songs. But first, I had to stick this in, really. Slow start.
Time. Time to write, believing.
Stiff Little Fingers, who we could just play all night and keep everybody who listens to this show, including ourselves, very, very happy. Alternative Ulster from Inflammable Material.
Suggested by Mandy in Happy Valley.
Nice one, Mandy. And before that, Alternative Ulster from Inflammable Material. Also...
No, Suspect Device was before.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Suspect Device. Before that...
Suggested by Dave Lusby.
Nice one, Dave.
In Birmingham.
And before that, Space Station Number 5 by Montrose, featuring Sammy Hagar on guitar.
You gotta have a bit of Sammy Hagar, haven't you?
It's quite disappointing. When I'd never heard of that Montrose track till years after I'd heard Suspect Device, and I was so disappointed that one of the greatest riffs in punk rock history was made up by that long-haired ginger twonk.
What, Sammy Hagar?
Yeah. I saw him on it. He popped up on a television program, Daytime Telly, about a year ago. God knows how I was watching Daytime Telly about a year ago. Sammy Hagar selling tequila. He makes tequila.
I would love a bottle of Sammy Hagar tequila. How cool would that be?
Christmas is a coming, Charlotte.
Oh, excellent. Thank
Can't
you, Santa.
Drink tequila.
That's another story, and it involves Connor and Teresa in Ireland.
Oh, so, it does as well.
And it's bringing back memories. I can see your eyes watering as we speak.
Who else was there? Irish Dave was there that night. Because what happened? Me and Irish Dave had gone off to see Swamp Dog in Wolverhampton, but Swamp Dog had flown back to America, and we ended up coming back without all the lads, all the sons from the Sikh household next door, Irish Dave, Connor, and possibly Thomas from Kilkenny doing Kilkenny doing tequila slammers.
That's exactly how it went down. Oof. Exactly. And you've never drunk tequila since. And I think that was about 18 years ago. Gosh,
that's
scary.
I love Swamp Dog, but I've held him responsible for that ever since for my dislike of tequila. Interestingly, the only sober person that night, Irish Dave.
Really?
Wasn't he? Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Gosh. That's incredible. I'm Charlotte, he's John, and this is Mixtape of the Masses on Community Radio's very own WOW FM in the western suburbs of Adelaide, Semaphore, and blasting it out of radioactiveinternational.org anytime you fancy from your computer thing. And every week on Mixtape, we throw out a theme to the masses and they come back with their alternative tunes, this week being killer guitar riffs. We hope you're digging it. I hope you're gonna hit us up on the Facebook page and join our merry throng. Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM is the Facebook address, or you can call us on the old Dog and Bone.
8449 3007, sticker 08 before that if you're phoning from interstate, as people sometimes do.
And we're here with you until 10 o'clock this evening.
There's a couple of tunes, it's just struck me, that have been nicked by The Clash. A couple of riffs were nicked by The Clash.
No.
that are going to pop up on tonight's show. And this first one, kicking off this little rockabilly bracket, is one of them. Arguably, now Cliff Richard's mildly discredited, the greatest piece of British rock and roll ever. Vince Taylor.
Come around. I said, baby, 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 won't you listen to me? Come on, sugar, come on, hear my plea. Well, she looked at me, boy, or we'll never agree. Thank you.
side by side. I said, baby, 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 won't you listen to me? Come on, baby, come on, hear my plea. Turn that big car around, come on back to me.
Somebody
Mixtape of the Masses, 100.5 Wow FM. And we are playing guitar riffs. Guitar riffs are plenty this evening, suggested by the Mixtape Massive. And the first one there in that little rockabilly bracket, Vince Taylor, Brand New Cadillac. Then Johnny Burnett and the Rock and Roll Trio with Honey Hush. I taught myself to play guitar to that record, partially. And Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM, where we are playing guitar riffs.
And I have to say, I'm so impressed by the picks of the Mixtape Massive. I think this is by far a better list than the BBC's top 100 of guitar riffs. This is so much more exciting. Very, very chuffed.
I should have put Kick Muck by the Osric Tentacles in, though.
Wouldn't that have been about 10 minutes long?
Doesn't matter.
That's true.
Doesn't matter.
That is true.
It would have been 10 minutes well spent.
So you just heard The Kinks was Sitting on My Sofa, suggested by Amy in Hobart.
You also heard Buzzcocks' Fast Cars, because I was putting the show because I couldn't decide which Buzzcocks tune had the best guitar riff of the two.
So we had two.
You had about 30 seconds of She Does It Right by Dr. Feelgood, which decided to cark it halfway after about 30 seconds, suggested by
Chris Wheely Wilshire.
Nice one, Chris. And that was it for that little bracket.
The stream is being fixed as we speak, so don't you worry, you'll be able to catch up with us on Radioactive International .org later in the week. It's a very busy weekend in Adelaide this weekend. On Saturday at the Ed Castle in the city, there's a whole all-dayer from 1 p.m. to 1 a.m. 50 years of mod with DJs, bands, stalls, food, everything, and it's all free. So check that out at the Ed Castle on Saturday, 50 years of mod. And in the evening, there is legendary Australian ska band Strange Tenants. They're playing at the Gov on Saturday night, supported by Adelaide's very own Fistful of Trojan. And the tickets are $21, and the doors open at 7:30. So a whole Saturday of mod and ska.
I think we might be going to both of those things.
It's right up our alley, isn't it? So you're listening to Mixtape of the Masses with me, Charlotte, and him, John. And also on the Facebook page. So if you're that way inclined, have a little chatter on the Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM group.
And the stream is up and running again, up and flowing. So thank you to Anthony for sorting that stream out with aplomb.
That is so swift.
Marvellous. And thank you for Nat for the little flake that I ate in that last bracket. And so that's why I've got a slightly smacking me lipsy sound while I'm talking.
Sustenance. That's what we need.
It's the Blitz spirit kicked in. The lights go out. Someone turns up with some chocolates. We sang some songs. And anyway, talking about moddy type things as we were then, this is The Who.
I'm feeling good now, yeah, but
bit of a sitar riff in that. Dukes of Stratosphere, Your Gold Dress.
I like the album title, Chips from the Chocolate Factory. I'm digging that for an album name. Amy in Hobart suggested that one.
She's on fire tonight.
She is.
Not literally, I hope.
She's digging those guitar riffs.
I bet she's... I can picture her dancing, doing that 60s wave your arms in the air dance. 60s girl that waving your arms in the air dance.
I only wish the listeners could have seen you demonstrating
that
little move.
The Hobart Palace. While Nick sits there with the dog on his lap.
Yes.
See, I've got this little image in my head. I just portray that to the listeners. Before that, The Who... I can't explain.
Thomas in Philadelphia.
Great riff, it's got to be said. Because we are talking guitar riffs tonight on Mixtape of the Masses on 100.5 Wow FM.
Is that all we heard in that little bracket?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit out of
We've been thrown
kilter.
off our thing, back on the back foot we are now.
But fear not, we have 40 minutes of Boston tunes for your delectation.
Good
here
Lord.
On Mixtape of the Masses on Wow FM and on radioactiveinternational.org.
Moon Over Marin, The Dead Kennedys.
Stings my eyes. I still find time to exercise in a uniform with two white stripes. Unlock my section of the sand. It's fenced off to the water's edge. I clamp a gas mask on my head on my beach at night. Tankers hit the rocks, abandoned to spill out its guts. The sand is laced with sticky glass. A shimmering moonlight sheen upon the rampant water clogged with oil. White gas and steam up from the soil. All my beach and night, they've been around. Between my toes, try not to step on any bones. I turn around and I go home. I slip back through my basement door, switch off all that I own below. Dive in the scalding wooden tub, my own beach at night, bathing in my
Isn't that a nice visit? Don't forget, a psychiatrist is on duty 24 hours a day in the blue room, just up from the parking garage. Drink plenty of water when you take these. Now you can relax and return to your job.
Bye.
New York Dolls, Jet Boy. That's certainly a decent guitar riff there.
Suggested by Mandy in Happy Valley. And before that, the Dead Kennedys, Moon Over Marin, suggested by Felcher over in the UK. And don't forget that the Dead Kennedys are coming to Adelaide on the 30th of September. They're playing Fowler's, tickets of $55, but with no Jello Biafra. So, don't know.
They fell out and sued him, didn't they?
Yeah, not sure about that one. But if you go, let us know how it all goes down. I'm sure it will be... fierce. You're listening to Mixtape of the Masses with me, Charlotte.
And me, John, 100.5 Wow FM, and blasting out of Dublin on Radioactive International and across the world.
And tonight's theme is guitar riffs. And if you missed any of the tunes... and missed any of your picks that you'd suggested for the week while we had the power outage, fear not, because we'll try and bring you those back very, very shortly.
Yeah. We were going to talk about the cinema. We went to the cinema on Friday evening, Semaphore Cinema.
Not just sat on our sofa watching films on the old telly, but actually went out to see a film. So it's time for our weekly film review.
And we went to see The Inbetweeners.
The Inbetweeners 2.
Yes.
Not too fond of a sequel, usually.
Godfather 2.
Oh, yeah. The ultimate film of all time being a sequel. But we needed a laugh. We needed cheering up. Thought we'd do it. And have to say, I thought it was better than the first one.
Oh, it was much better than the first one. It was a very realistic, gritty portrayal of life. For an English person in Australia, I've got to say, the most realistic portrayal I've actually seen on the cinema.
Oh, it was so funny!
It was. It was hilarious. If you're of an easily offended disposition, it's not going to be for you.
No,
but we're not of an easily offended disposition, nor were the other three people who were in the cinema with us. We were lolling out loud.
I loved all the. At the beginning, there's a load of sort of English cliches about what Australia's like, which involved punching koalas out of trees. That I just thought was just hilarious. And it is a bit of a romp of when they go travelling across Australia. And the portrayal of sort of trust fund... posh...
Trustafarians.
...traveller type was absolutely... spot on and completely brilliant. So yeah, not for you if you're sensitive, but worth a watch if you like a laugh.
It was funny. And with no further ado, let's play something that's a little bit more hardcore.
We'll be right back.
So we decided to tag that one on the end there because we played it when the lights were all out early and probably nobody heard it. Discharge, Ignorance, suggested by Irish Dave. Just an awful song. Sorry, terrible metal and punk should never mix. But before that, Starvation from Adelaide with Mean Side from the Starvation LP, which you can download like I did from Bandcamp.
And David's very kindly put a link to that on the Mixtape of the Masses Facebook page as well.
And before that, Rudimentary Peni, suggested by Simon in Sydney with Rotten to the Core from the Death Church album. Very good. Very good indeed.
And big shouts going out to Donal and Joe in Dublin and to Lizzie, who has tuned in the UK as well. And we played Starvation, an Adelaide band, and there's an absolute plethora of Adelaide talent playing on Friday the 19th of September. That's a week Friday at the Crown and Anchor with Mixtape of the Masses favourites High Time playing with Irie Knight's absolute top political reggae band and Scum Vegas. So that's the 19th of September, a week Friday. It's only $10 and a good night to be had by all at the Crown and Anchor.
Irie Knights, who appear on Craig's show, Out of Tune, occasionally. I've heard them play live, I think, on Thursday evenings between 6 and 8 on Wow FM.
Keep it locked. Tune in.
We saw the Irie Knights playing on the back of a wagon in the May Day March. They're very good, aren't they?
Enjoyable. Mm. Nice work.
And watching them keep it together. Whilst bumping across the grass on the back of the lorry, bouncing around the back of a wagon.
They did a sterling job of keeping us focused on
revolutionary ire.
Absolutely.
Are we going to play a couple more that we missed because of the power cut?
I think so.
The Fall, suggested by Nick.
What really went on there? We only have this excerpt. We'll be right back.
Suppression Ring, Which Way to Go from Primary Colours, suggested by Mark in Happy Valley, and The Fall, Cruiser's Creek, suggested by Nick in Hobart. Two tunes we've given a repeat play this evening because the power outage stopped you hearing the guitar riff madness of both of those songs.
We're almost at the end of tonight's guitar riff show. I have to say once more how impressed and enjoyable impressed I am with the mixtape massive choices for the top guitar riffs of all time. Much, much more impressive than the mainstream one that we heard of a couple of weeks ago.
Now, we might have mentioned it once or twice over the past week. I was in bed with flu the other week.
Oh,
it was
dear. Terrible.
It was the new variant man flu I was in bed with, which is far worse.
The
most serious flu ever. But I spent the whole time sitting there watching, I watched the whole series from start to finish, and I never watch a whole series of anything, of Danger UXB, which was a 1970s, British series on about people who defused bombs in the like a drama series. It was excellent. I'd say absolutely excellent. But anyway, so check it out, Danger UXB. You've got to sit down and watch it now, Charlotte.
Yeah,
I know you're not
right.
That keen, but it's brilliant. Anyway,
I'll stick with Orange Is the New Black. Thank you.
But the other thing that I watched, I had a bit of a rockumentary fest as well. And I ended up watching British Steel, the documentary about Judas Priest and the making of the British Steel album. Oh, and it's just hilarious. It's absolutely brilliant. It's just unintentionally hilarious. And there is one absolute classic bit where Rob Halford's sitting there deconstructing the lyrics of his, or trying to deconstruct the lyrics of his own, of Breaking the Law. And essentially, it's just reading the lyrics out and repeating them. It's just comedy gold. It is. So I recommend my watch of the week is Judas Priest's British Steel documentary. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
And don't forget that Judas Priest, without Rob Halford, so I don't really know how you can call it Judas Priest, are going to be playing at Soundwave in February as well in Adelaide, if you so wish. But we couldn't do a guitarist show without playing Breaking the Law.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside, it's so frustrating.
Judas Priest, Breaking the Law. Excellent.
We were so Steel. Rocking out to that in the studio. Absolutely top guitar.
I actually drove my Harley around the studio wearing full leather gear during that. Leather chaps.
And the little chains and all that kind of whole Rob Halford
really
get up.
Cool. Yeah, except I was not Rob Halford when he started losing his hair. I was Rob Halford when he had slightly longer hair. That's what I was getting at.
He was always balding, though, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. Mm. He had full-on big hair at one time, sort of big lank hair. Anyway, we're almost out of time. Next week's theme. Next week, you may or may not be aware, but quite possibly Scotland might be leaving the United Kingdom.
The actual date of the referendum is Thursday, the 18th of September. So it's next Thursday. So we'll be doing a show on Tuesday just before
We've actually preempted an occasion. We've got it the right way around. For once in our miserable radio careers, we've got it the right way around. So next week, breakup songs. Breakup songs.
We're preempting the outcome of the Scottish referendum in honour of many of our Celtic friends as well, standing firm. So breakup songs. Now, as ever on Mixtape of the Masses, we're looking for something that's alternative. Not your mainstream breakup songs, your alternative, different, unusual ones that you're not going to hear anywhere else.
Post them up on the Facebook page, Mixtape of the Masses on WOW FM. No more than three. Give us a YouTube clip if you can.
No more than three. Yeah, by Saturday morning, because that's when we sit down to put the show together. And we've got a busy, busy day of Modern Ska to get to on Saturday. So, you know, we haven't got much time to mess about. So give us your top picks for breakup songs, ready for next Tuesday's show at 8 o'clock here on 100.5 WOW FM.
And so we leave you with one of my suggestions, which I think Mark in Happy Valley was planning on suggesting also. It just has riff after riff after riff, layer upon layer of magical guitar riffs. And Rod Stewart as well, who's also playing in Adelaide soon. I keep seeing posters of his big ugly face everywhere. So anyway, Rod the Mod, plus layer upon layer upon layer of guitar riffs. This is an absolute work of heartbreaking, staggering genius. This is The Faces. This is Stay With Me. We're out of here. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Love ya.
Bye. Let's go!